This is your wake-up call.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the
What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's the Breakfast Club. Now, normally you would hear DJ Envy say good morning, then you would hear Charlamagne respond, then you would hear me say, then you would hear Envy say, hey, what's up, Angela Yee? What'd you do last night? And then I would say what I did last night. But both Envy and Charlamagne are running a little bit late, so they're not here. It's just me. So I'm going to tell you what I did last night, even though nobody asked me. Not much. So this weekend, I'm actually going to be going to the Bahamas. I'm leaving tomorrow, and I am a judge for this Icon of the Islands competition. It's kind of like a American Idol, but it's in the islands. It'll be in like the Bahamas, St. Thomas, St. Martin, back in the Bahamas again, I think is where the finals are going to be. Pretty exciting. Yandy is actually hosting that, and I believe she's supposed to be coming up here sometime this week or next week or something like that. So that should be pretty exciting. It's nothing more fun than when you have to work someplace tropical. Because I know a lot of times we travel, we go different places. The weather in New York City hasn't been that great. It's been cold. It's been raining. It's been nasty. So when I have to work someplace like the Bahamas, I really look forward to it. Now, another thing yesterday that I was talking about, I actually went out to dinner last night. I had a meeting, and they were ordering lobster at dinner. And this made me think of this story that's been circulating.
Hey,
Charlamagne. I was over here answering questions for myself. Angela, what'd you do last night? Not much.
Where the hell Envy at?
Envy is running behind. Something happened. I don't know.
Construction on the road, if we coming from the same place.
Now, Charlamagne's been wearing a black privilege sweater every day in different colors.
Yes, I got black ones and red ones. Because my book comes out April 18th.
Yes.
And you can pre-order now at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all that good stuff. You still didn't get your copy?
No. Stop being
really funny. I'm dead
serious. I see all these people posting pictures.
I don't know where they're getting them from. From what I know, it's a mailing list. You're supposed to be on the list. You should have been first.
I usually get books. They
don't
send
you
me everything
else. Do you have a book
club
with Simon & Schuster?
I do have a book club with Simon & Schuster, and I have hundreds of books from them.
Jesus Christ. Let me find out they're sending all the white people books out first to my people.
All right. Well, there's a little reverse racism going on. And actually, Simon & Schuster do great things. Like when they had the Birth of a Nation book, they sent me a bunch of copies so that I could give them away.
Oh, that's the least they could do.
Yeah, I do things like that because I like to make sure when we have certain books. With Taraji's book, they sent me a whole box of those.
I saw that.
With autographed copies.
I saw that.
I don't know if they plan on doing that with Black Privilege.
I'm actually going up there today to sign a bunch of books. That is absolutely true. I'll get you one today.
Yeah, so.
See, that'll work.
Can you sign mine?
Absolutely. I'm going up there. I got to go up there today to do that. So what are we doing this morning? What's happening? I just walked in.
Well, I was talking about that fake lobster story because I was saying I went out to dinner last night. I don't even eat seafood. I don't know if you saw this story.
Uh-uh.
You know what? I'm going to do it in front page news just because you haven't had a chance to see it. But you eat lobster?
I love lobster.
All right, well, this might make you rethink some of your choices.
I grew up in Red Lobster. I thought Red Lobster was fine dining.
All right, well, now you're going to find out what it really is.
I started making like $10 an hour back in the day. Shoot, we'd be in Red Lobster all the time. Cheddar cheese biscuits. Talk to me. All right? You know what they should do with Red Lobster? They need to make Red Lobster like Olive Garden. Not Olive Garden, like Chipotle.
Now, hold on. Don't diss Olive Garden. Olive Garden.
I like Olive Garden too, but they need to make it like Chipotle. You know, you can just walk in Chipotle, get you a plate and leave. That's how they should make Red Lobsters in Olive Gardens.
Olive Garden has the endless salad bar, right?
Endless salad bar and breadsticks.
And the breadsticks are popping.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so Olive Garden. The Olive Garden breadsticks or the Cheddar Bay biscuits at Red Lobster.
Cheddar cheese biscuit. Cheddar cheese, not even close.
All right.
Cheddar cheese biscuits.
All right, well, let's get into it. When we come back, we got front page news.
Yep.
Evan's not here. Do we normally say, tell him why you listen? No, okay.
No, I don't know. We don't know what we're doing. It's the Breakfast Club.
Bad and Bougie.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
What's up, that?
Hey. Now listen, 1-800-585-1051. We do tell them why you're mad. You can call up and tell us why you're pissed off. You might be having a herpes outbreak this morning. It happens. And you can call up and tell us why you're blessed. So you can do both all at the same time right now. But it's time for front page news. Yee, what we got?
All right, we are talking about this lobster story now. This story's been floating around for some time, but I saw it on Baller Alert recently. And they were saying that about a third of the lobster that Inside Edition tested is not even completely real lobster. A third of the lobster they tested at big chains like Red Lobster actually has cheap seafood imitations in place of real lobster meat. What they did was they sent the meat away for DNA testing, and they said that some of that lobster contains at least a part langostino, which is a smaller, cheaper lobster relative. Some places had whiting and its lobster salad sandwich, and at one place, the lobster ravioli was nothing but cheese, and there was no lobster in it at all, actually.
Why are we acting like this is surprising us? 90% of what we eat in America is not even real.
Right.
If you go look at some of these commercials on TV, they don't even say chicken nuggets no more. They just say nuggets. 20 nuggets for a dollar.
Now, after I read this, I did some research, and I was reading about different ways that you can actually make sure that your lobster is the good stuff, that it's real. And they said choose dishes where the lobster is simply prepared. So they're saying if you have like a dry-aged grass-fed ribeye steak, you're probably not going to grind it up and make it into sloppy joes. So just do things with lobster like that, where it's prepared very simply. They said claws are a good sign. If you see a large, red, intact claw at least 2 to 3 inches in length, then chances are pretty good that you've got a real lobster that's from Maine or Europe. And they said for ravioli, seafood salads, and bisque, all bets are off. Just like they have the chicken that's mechanically separated, they have minced lobster meat that they mix up the shells, and they take meat from parts like the legs and all of that. And look for words like Maine lobster on the menu. And if it seems cheap and too cheap to be true, then it probably is. So if it's cheap lobster.
I've been blessed to be able to go. You said you're going to the Bahamas this weekend, right?
Yep.
I love Anguilla. I've been blessed to go there, and you know that you eat real lobster because they catch it right there in the water.
Right, that's how you know.
And it takes about 30, 40 minutes, maybe an hour for you to get your food, but boy, it'd be worth it.
When you go to Red Lobster, don't they let you pick your lobster from like the cage or something like that?
I never did that because whenever I used to go there, I just used to get the lobster and shrimp pasta. So I don't know, but I do be seeing the lobsters in the cage unless they're there just for show.
And that'd be looking kind of sad to me.
It do look sad. You know they scream when you put them in the pot.
And they like moving around. It looks so sad. I don't know if I could be like, I want to kill that one.
I ain't killing it. I'm eating it. I'm nourishing it. It's nourishing. We're nourishing each other.
All right. And in bad news, Payless said they are going to close 500 stores and they're filing for bankruptcy. Yes. Now, originally they were going to close as many as 1,000 stores, but now they're saying it's going to be about 500. So they said, yeah, that's going to actually
happen. When are strippers going to buy boots?
What? Shut up. I don't even know if Payless has stripper-type shoes there. I feel like it's more conservative. I feel like it. But anyway, a lot of stores have been closing down. You know, Sears, Kmart, Aeropostale, JCPenney, The Limited, American Apparel.
Our childhood is dying.
Yeah, it's over.
Before we know it, Rainbow gonna be gone, Walmart.
Payless has $665 million in debt.
This is sad. This is a sad day, ladies.
You were very upset. All right, where are you going to buy people's presents from?
Listen, tell them why you're mad. 1-800-585-1051. Call us right now.
Maybe you're upset that Payless is shutting down.
Oh, my God. This is disgusting.
500 stores. But maybe you also feel blessed.
Maybe.
Right. That's how I'm feeling today.
Talk to us about it. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, this is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why, man. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drunk girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
All right, good morning. Tell us why you mad. Who's this?
Good morning. Hi, Angela. It's Jessica.
Hey, Jess.
Hey. So the reason why I was calling is because of that lobster story that you told, and I'm a vegan, and I don't want to come off as saying, don't eat animals, it's bad. But what America really needs to do is wake up and see what is in their food, their chicken, that beef, all of that. It's so bad for you, but I'm not saying don't eat it. What I'm saying is people really need to start to wake up and realize what's inside of their food because it's not real.
Jessica, why do y'all vegans think y'all vegetables are real too? Like if you go in some grocery store, they got vegetables all year long. Everything ain't always in season.
And
do you
eat tofu?
I do not eat tofu. I don't like mock meat. I don't like tofu. I eat a plant-based diet.
You really think that turnips be all season long? Or strawberries? All
in
season.
In different parts of the world, they are. In different parts of the world, they are. Absolutely.
Not in America.
Not in America, but in different parts of the world, they are. And same thing with your meat. I mean, you have no idea where your meat is coming from.
Yeah, Charlamagne, your meat is not real.
Can I ask you one question, Jessica?
absolutely.
Do you give oral sex?
No, she's vegan.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
She only gets oral sex if you have a vegan-based diet.
I'm just trying to see what this meat in your mouth stops. That's all.
All right. So, maybe I'm not on a completely plant-based diet.
Have a good day.
I bet you you'll turn vegan if your girl tells you she's not doing that no more. All right. What's up? Tell us about you, Matt. Who's this?
This is my name, Bear, man. I'm mad because Charlamagne up there with that man that's 50 years old. My wife is 50, is 26 years old. I've been with my wife since she was 22.
How old are you?
It's nothing. 50, he said.
I'm 50.
Okay.
But did you know her when she was like 8, 9, 10 years old?
No, ma'am. I met my wife in South Carolina. I was out there working.
What part of South Carolina?
Charleston.
Okay, 843. That's where I was born.
So she likes the silver fox.
It ain't the silver fox. I treat her good, man. Her parents and everybody love me right now. You know, she don't ask nobody for nothing. I take good care of my wife. We travel a lot. We go to a lot of places. She have no kids, never been pregnant, and she's been with me since she was 22 years old.
Are you the same age as her parents?
I'm older than her parents.
Lord, have mercy. So you are her granddaddy, basically.
I'm her man, and I'm not a sugar daddy or none of that. We look out for each other. I taught her how to weld. She's went to welding school. She's been to nursing school.
We out here
in Texas right now at the Exxon plant. We both making money. Between the two of us, we bring home almost $80. We bring $80 an hour.
You go ahead, granddad. You go ahead. You know, I ain't mad at you. I know one thing.
Bro, don't knock it till you try it, baby.
Well, he'll definitely try it. Now, does she keep you young?
Oh, man. She make me feel like I'm 25 every day.
There you go.
It's nothing. My son, 32 years old. He love her. My daughter, 28. My other daughter, 25. My other daughter, 23.
So your daughter's older than your girlfriend. Wow.
At least you taught her a trade, man. At least you gave her something that she can always live with when you die, because you're going to be gone in a minute.
No, sir. But see, no matter which way it go, whatever happens to me, Charlamagne, she's going to be taken care of. She ain't going to have to just take any brother that comes to her. She's going to be able to sit back. She's going to have her own house. She got everything she wants. She has a nice bank account. She has a trade. These youngsters out here today, they don't want to do nothing but bounce and pop. And they ain't doing nothing for these women.
All right, so then really, really right now you call for telling why you blessed, not really telling why you mad.
I'm blessed because I got a beautiful young woman that loves me to death.
Have a good day, sir.
Literally to death.
Thank you, granddaddy. I ain't mad at the brother. He taught that young lady a trade.
Either.
When the last time your man taught you a trade, damn it?
Charlamagne's trade.
Now, we got blessings coming up. Call up and tell us why you blessed. 1-800-585-1051. This is the part of the show where we tell you to call up and tell us why you're blessed and you're highly favored. What's going good in your life, okay? It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Good morning. Tell them why you blessed this morning. Who's this?
Young Josh 93 from Houston. I just want to tell y'all I'm blessed just to get through this morning. I've been calling all year.
I thought you was in jail, Young Josh. I'm not going to lie to
you. Why would he be in jail? He's such a good guy.
Yeah, you already know I'm nice with you, bro. Why would I be in jail?
Okay, so what do you want, Josh? Well, I know what you want, but...
Yeah, you know what I want. You might as well just let me go.
Let's go.
All right, look. I know I ain't calling a while, but so what? Charlamagne is just Morris Chestnut with no nuts. Oh, man.
Whoa.
I came to New York with Balmain and got Adam. Like the first meal that guy made. For the Breakfast Club, I stack rhymes like pancakes. It's Young Josh 93. I'm up next, I said. NGE, hit me back. You left my text on red. Young Josh stand out like red on dreads. I'm just looking for a plug like my cell phone did. I could tell him why I'm mad. I could tell him why I'm blessed because I met the Breakfast Club and I've been busting ever since.
Hey, we're glad to be part of your blessing, man.
One thing hasn't changed in 2017, and that's that you're still whack on that microphone.
You laughed
at the Morris Chestnut with no nut.
I did. That was funny.
You just hating, bro. You trying to shoot me down like always. Nothing's changed.
Hey, Young Josh, use it as motivation. Let your haters be your motivators, okay?
Let's go.
You always got a hater in me. Have a blessed day.
Good morning. Tell them why you blessed. It's the Breakfast Club. Who's this?
Hello. How you doing?
You don't sound blessed. I need a little more energy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm blessed and I'm mad.
Okay.
I'm blessed because I'm about to start school soon. And okay. I'm mad at DJ Envy because I was listening to his podcast yesterday. And he tried to say all men don't wipe their butt good.
All men don't wipe their butt what?
They don't wipe their butt good. He wipes. He said men wipe until their arm get tired. And if they see a little brown, it's okay.
I don't know what he's talking about.
What? Okay, I didn't hear this podcast.
Yeah, he can speak for himself.
So he wipes his butt like until it's red?
Until his arm gets tired. And if he sees brown tissue, he doesn't care.
First of all, I need to know the context of this conversation because I need to know why Envy just was randomly talking about wiping his butt and why and why didn't he wipe his butt good.
So how do you wipe your butt?
I wipe my butt until I see no more brown on the tissue.
By the way,
okay,
if you got to wipe your butt a bunch of times, just jump in the shower. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're out in the street somewhere, but Lord have mercy.
All right, I'm going to not check that out.
Yeah,
y'all.
That is
Thank
disgusting.
You.
Have a blessed day, sir. Is that why he was blessed?
That's why he was mad, but maybe.
Oh, we didn't get to the blessed part.
Maybe he was blessed because his
butt's clean?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, because he went to school.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Okay. Right. Good morning. Tell us about your blessed. Who's this?
This is Lamar Fraser, man, calling from Charlotte, North Carolina, about with Georgetown, South Carolina, yo.
Oh, Georgetown. I love Georgetown. Salute to my guy, DJ Dynamite, out there in Georgetown.
Tell us about your blessing.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm blessed this morning to have a brother like Charlemagne, you know what I'm saying, representing for the Lone Country, for the Coastal Carolina.
Oh,
I'm
man,
all
I
that, my boy,
that.
Man.
I appreciate that, my brother. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. And getting ready to get up and work, man, at the airport and whatnot, man. Just call and let a brethren know what time it was.
Well, you work at Charlotte Airport?
Yeah, Charlotte Douglas.
Okay. I love Charlotte. It's one of the cleanest airports in the world.
We'll probably see you there one day.
Yeah, man. You know, that'd be nice, man. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to call and let y'all know y'all gonna be handing out the airplanes in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Charlotte, man. You make the little country proud, bro.
Hey, thank you, man. My little cousin Antoine works at the Charlotte Airport, matter of fact.
You know Antoine?
Nah, man. This place is beat with people, man. I've probably seen him before. I don't know who he is.
Well, my brother. Well, have a blessed day, sir.
All right, man. Y'all too, man. Peace.
Peace. And now, you got rumors coming up?
Yes, okay. Now, I know y'all saw Uber Bay trending yesterday. Did you see this story?
No.
Imagine you're driving an Uber, and you find out that your boyfriend is cheating on you because you drop a girl off at a D appointment at your boyfriend's house.
No.
We'll tell you all about it in the rumors.
I got to hear that one. That sounds like a donkey of the day. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, this was trending yesterday, and this story was about Uber Bay. Now, who is Uber Bay? Well, she's a woman who discovered that her boyfriend was cheating on her while she was driving Uber. She told her whole story. Normally, she said people don't even read her tweets, so she didn't know it was going to be a big deal, and the story ended up going viral. Now, she starts off, so I drive for Uber while I just pick this girl up and drop her off to a penis appointment, and the penis appointment was my man's house. I even let her use the aux cord. My man told me he was going to New York to see his mom. She's in the hospital. He had luggage packed and everything. I stayed with him the night before. We parted ways earlier this morning from his apartment. He got in his car. I got in mine. He drove off like he was going to the airport. Fast forward to an hour ago, I pick a girl up at the airport. She puts the apartment complex in the GPS. She said she's here to visit her boyfriend, and she's so excited. She hasn't seen him in forever, blah, blah, blah. I'm relating. I'm like, yeah, my man just left out of town. And she put the apartment complex address, not the actual apartment number. I guess people were tweeting her like, girl, you don't know your man's address, but she said it was a complex, not, you know, his apartment number. She said he packed air in his luggage. I'm heated. And she was sitting by the door like, she said, we're in the car. We're just riding. She's telling me about herself. I let her help herself to my damn water in my back seat. She was playing music about love that was relating to my damn man the whole time. And my dumb ass in the car like, yes.
By the way, I don't believe none of this story no more. I did for 2 seconds.
Why don't you believe it?
Because it would have been on Instagram Live. Or Facebook Live.
Well, she
something.
Didn't know when it was happening that he was going to see her man until it was over.
But even when they pulled up?
So here's what she said happened, because she didn't finish, right? So she goes on to talk about how they pull up to the complex, and all of a sudden she's like, she's getting the apartment building number while I'm saying this via text. She said, I drive to the gate that's open even though it's an exit. She's like, okay, I got the number. At this point, I'm like, okay, we counting the building numbers down as we're riding through the buildings. And she even told him, she said, you know, my boyfriend lives over here too. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole complex. She said, my stomach starts to drop as we get closer to a familiar building, and I see his car outside at this point. So earlier, he had acted like he was driving to the airport, and then all of a sudden, she sees his car outside. So that's when she realizes, oh, my God, what's going on? He's really here.
I would have fainted. I would have fainted. I'd have fainted or walked out and been like, surprise! Surprise,
she
baby.
Said, girl, I was burning up inside when she said, I think this is it right here. This is his car. That's when she realized it was her boyfriend that the girl was going to see. She said his ass come out the house ready to assist with the luggage. And she said, and the devil rose up out of me like, are you dead ass right now?
You dead ass? You dead ass?
She got to be from New York.
I want you to have that same energy you had when you thought your other Oofia Bay was coming through.
Yo, for one, you're going to have to see me when you come to the window. So you better have the same,
have same energy.
So anyway, she posts a picture of the girl's luggage because apparently they got into an altercation and the girl is hitting her. She's hitting her boyfriend. So she said, this is the reason I now have new luggage. And she posted a picture of the luggage.
Why are the girls hitting each other?
Well, I guess she starts hitting her man, and then the other girl starts trying to defend the man. And
ladies, first of all, when situations like that happen, you're supposed to form like Voltron and beat on the man.
But she didn't know what was going on.
Oh, so she thought this was some random chick. She thought the Uber driver
was attacking.
She didn't
know what was happening.
Oh, so she just thought the Uber driver was attacking her dude.
Yeah.
So, oh, see, that's dope. I drop on a clues bomb for her. That's a good side chick. That is a great side chick. I'm not even going to lie to you.
So then she also started posting pictures of, you know, her boyfriend's text messages because I guess she took the girl's luggage and he was asking her, can you please just bring back her luggage? She's going to call the police.
Are you dumb?
And she texted him back, what luggage? These sunglasses are nice. You bought these too? And she's posting pictures wearing the girl's sunglasses and everything. She did end up returning the luggage, and she no longer has a job at Uber. The girl gave her one star.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for this petty-ass bitch who gave her one star after you are the one creeping around with somebody else's man.
Well, she wasn't creeping. She thought it was her man, too.
That is true. So why do you, they should not be mad at each other? I even get that girl one star. That ain't got nothing to do with her. I don't want to affect her job because this guy's a dirtbag.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Good morning, people. How are you? That was Big Sean Bounce Back. Big Sean is absolutely my favorite rapper of the moment.
Bounce Back.
As of right now. But we got front page news coming.
Yes. We are talking about lobster. Now, I saw this story making the rounds again. This actually was a big story last year, and it still is. They're saying that lobster that you ordered might not be lobster for real. Inside Edition had did a study where they tested lobster dishes at restaurants all around the country. They said more than a third of them contained cheap seafood imitations in place of real lobster meat. So you're paying all that money, or maybe you're not paying a lot of money, thinking you're getting lobster. They said Red Lobster's lobster bisque has part langostino, which is a smaller, cheaper lobster relative. At Nathan's, they said they have a small fish called whiting, and it's lobster salad sandwich. And at one place in Little Italy in New York City, the lobster ravioli was filled with nothing but cheese. Now, there are some ways that you can avoid this. They said if it says Maine lobster, pretty much you can assure yourself that you're getting real lobster. Also, don't get things that's like shredded, chopped up, because that's when they always mix in different ingredients. Kind of like if you get chicken dishes or Sloppy Joes, it's always filled with other things and substitutions. So there's certain things that you can do to lower those chances of getting a fake lobster. Also, if it's really, really cheap and it doesn't cost a lot, you feel like it's too cheap to be true, it probably is.
It's a special place in hell for all you food manufacturers who are willingly feeding us this garbage under the guise that it's, you know, actual lobster and actual beef and actual chicken.
Yeah, these restaurants cut corners. They said they've done all kinds of studies. They found tilapia sold as red snapper.
The food industry, period, is cutting corners. Like, I mean, sometimes you go in the grocery store. Like, there's no reason for you to walk to a grocery store and everything is always in season. it's always strawberries. It's always watermelon. It's always cantaloupe.
Right.
Huh?
Imagine you paying for lobster and you get crawfish and you have no idea.
Absolutely.
And maybe it's delicious.
And sometimes when you go out, you go to places out of the country and you ask for certain things, they just tell you straight up, it's not in season.
Well, you know where you can get. You know where you can get something and you know it is what you're paying for? At Payless. Unfortunately, Payless is going to be closing 500 stores, and they are filing for bankruptcy.
Sad, sad day. What grandma going to get her shoes?
They have $665 million of debt right now. Listen, Payless been around forever. They actually were founded back in 1956. That's how long Payless has been around. Since 1956.
Payless went out of business because people are always teasing people for wearing Payless shoes.
Are they?
Yeah, and then, you know, now that this generation of grandmas is a little fly than the generation before us, they ain't going to Payless to buy no damn shoes.
But let's be for real. Shoes are shoes. If you have some fly shoes, nobody cares where they came from.
I don't know, man.
I actually, after reading this, went on Payless's website to see if there was anything that I found.
Listen, even homeless people pick you nowadays. You walk up to a homeless person with a pair of all whites from Payless if you want to. They'd be like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to sit here barefoot.
I don't know about
summertime.
That.
It's almost summertime anyway. I'm telling you.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Now, what are we about to talk about?
You better ask our producer. Say your name again.
Hi, my name's Charlamagne. Producer Eddie, what are we talking about? Oh, it's on the paper. Let me look.
We're talking about Uber Bay. Uber Bay.
Yes.
Yes. So I told you this story during Rumor Report. A lot of people were talking about this yesterday. Uber Bay, she caught her boyfriend cheating because she was driving the side chick to his house in Uber. That's how she found out. Now, what is the worst cheating story you've ever had? If you've gotten caught or you caught somebody?
Yeah, I'm going to sit this one out. This is just...
No, I know you have some.
No, I don't. I don't cheat. Men don't cheat.
We don't believe you.
1-800-585-1051. Call up and tell us your best cheating story, okay? It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. I have no idea why waffle-colored brethren DJ Envy is, but I guess...
He has some type of emergency.
Oh, so he's not coming?
No, he's coming. He's late because of some emergency.
Well, a guy called up here earlier and said that Envy doesn't wipe his butt properly. So maybe the emergency had something to do with
doo-doo. That's what I was thinking, too.
That's what I'm thinking.
He said he wipes his butt till his arm gets tired.
Yes. Maybe it has something to do with doo-doo. But anyway, we're discussing Uber Bay. Tell him a quick story of Uber Bay.
Yes, Uber Bay found out that her boyfriend was cheating on her because she actually picked the woman up that he was cheating with in her Uber. She was driving an Uber. She picked the girl up, dropped her off at her boyfriend's house.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing story.
Now, we all have great cheating stories, I'm sure. We've all been cheated on at some point or cheated on someone and got caught. Uh-huh. What's your story, Charlamagne?
I've never gotten caught I've never gotten caught red-handed. I've gotten caught before, but I've never gotten caught red-handed. I mean, I don't really have any crazy cheating stories because I've never, like, gotten caught with, like, you know, my wife now, who was my girlfriend forever, never, like, walked in on me with another chick or anything like that.
Okay, well, I have a good one. My ex-boyfriend... It's embarrassing, but I did climb in the window and I caught him in bed with somebody else.
What? You climbed in a window?
But it wasn't like I needed a ladder. It was the window was on the porch. I just stepped in and it had a screen. It was summertime, so he had a screen in the window. I just took the screen out and walked in because I knew he was home.
What time of day was it?
It was in the evening, like around 11 o'clock at night.
Okay, what was your sneaky suspicion?
Well, so what happened was... I was texting him, and he was texting me back, no problem.
Okay.
This was actually the two-way pager days.
All right.
But then I would call him, and he wouldn't answer the phone. So I'm like, why won't you answer the phone? And I used to always feel like he was cheating, so I would always tell him, I'm on my way to your house, but I would never really go.
Yeah.
So this particular time, I said, answer the phone, I'm on my way to your house. And he wouldn't answer. He was like, nah, I'm not home. I'm in a meeting. It's 11 o'clock at night. Mm. Where are you in a meeting?
He might be a rapper.
Right.
Knowing you.
No, he wasn't a rapper. Okay. He worked at Verizon.
All right.
So I actually went to his house. His car was in the driveway. So I hit him. I said, I'm outside. Your car's in the driveway. He said, oh, that's because, you know, I got a ride from somebody. Okay. But he would not answer the phone. So, I mean, I think that's a dead giveaway if you're answering texts or whatever. But not answering the phone, we know you're up to something.
So why was your next move the window? Why not knock on the door?
Well, because I rang the bell. He didn't answer, clearly, okay. Right? So then I just was standing on the porch, and I just looked at the screen, and I was like, all right.
So once you got in the window, where did you go? Right to his room?
Yeah, I went right upstairs to his room.
Was he in the vagina when you walked
in? No, he was sitting on the edge of the bed looking nervous, like looking at his text messages.
And what did he say when he saw
and
you?
And the girl was laying in the bed under the covers naked.
What did he say?
He was like, oh,
I just started screaming, rape. Rape!
No,
thank you, help me.
He actually made the girl leave.
Okay,
and then,
good guy.
Right, and then I left.
Wow, so he was left with nothing?
Yeah.
I wonder, did he call the girl back?
That was a good cheating story. It was good.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Top that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your cheating story?
Okay, when I was a sophomore in college, I was dating this guy. His mom kept telling me that I didn't need to deal with him because he was cheating on me.
But
I thought I was in love, so I stayed with him. Well, one day I was at work. I kept calling him and kept calling him, and he wouldn't answer the phone, so I left my job and went to his house. I banged on his bedroom door, and he was in the room with not one girl, but two girls.
Whoa, get it
in. Did you congratulate him?
No.
You should have congratulated
him.
Say what?
I told him to come out the house.
Now, let me ask you this. So you saw him in the window, or he opened the door?
He actually opened the door because he didn't know it was me.
Mm-mm-mm.
And what did he say when you opened the door?
What am I doing now? I'm supposed to be at work.
That's right. Why are you not at work?
So what did you do?
So I told him to come outside, and he wouldn't. So I got the crowbar out the trunk of my car.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I said, get out the car, or I'm going to bust your windows. So he came out, and he, like, did not respect me at all. And the girls started coming at me like they were trying to fight me. But eventually, they got in their car, and they left.
Right, and then you were just left there with a crowbar.
Y'all still together now? You and the guy?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling, baby.
Wow.
We're taking your calls at 1-800-585-1051. I just thought of a cheating story that I have.
Oh, see, I knew you had one.
No, I was dumb young, though, but I got cheated on. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Was this a crying masturbating story?
No, this wasn't this one. This
okay.
Before this, another woman.
All right, well, let us know what happened to you, whether you cheated or got cheated on. We want to hear it. It's The Breakfast Club.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. For all of our new affiliates, we don't know who the hell we are. I go by the name of Charlamagne the God.
Yes, and I'm Angela Yee.
It's another member of this show named DJ Envy. I don't know where the hell he's at this morning.
He has some type of emergency. And by the way, a lot of people are tagging me thinking that I just check people on CNN, but it was really Angela Rye.
Oh, yes. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Angela Rye. She washed Joe Walsh yesterday on CNN.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Everyone keeps tagging me. Thank you very much, but that was Angela Rye.
That was our other sister, Angela Rye.
Okay.
Salute to Angela Rye.
Now, we are talking about Uber Bay, and that's why we're talking about your cheating story. She caught her boyfriend cheating because she actually was driving an Uber, and she drove the side piece to her boyfriend's house. That's how she found out her boyfriend was cheating.
Yes, when I was really, really young, like maybe like 15, I was dating a young lady. And it was this guy who lived up the road from me who was like 25. So both of me and the girl was like 15 at the time.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And she was at my house earlier, and then she left my house, and her sister used to live across the street from me. And it was like mad late, like 2 in the morning. So I go to the end of my dirt road, and I see the little Gallant, because her sister used to drive a Gallant.
Okay.
And I see the girl. You know, I know it was them, so they stopped because they saw me, and they was talking to me, and the girl smelled like sex.
She smelled like sex.
I know what sex smelled like, and it wasn't my sex. So I ain't, you know, I was like, okay, whatever. And then about maybe an hour later, I decided to, like, walk up to the dude's house because the dude, like, lived, like, a mile from me. And, like, I walked up to the dude's
house. What made you walk to his house?
I just had a feeling. Because I saw the dude in the backyard. Now, mind you, the dude was her sister's cousin because they was, like, half-sisters. It's the country.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to follow. But when I go to this guy's house, this guy is literally in there having sex with her. Like, I can hear them from outside.
Wow, after she left you.
Yeah, but the dude's 25. She's 15. So 25-year-old penis, 15-year-old vagina, he banging her brains out.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Technically, he's a pedophile.
Did she just have sex with you?
They had sex with me early in the day.
She
like early,
said,
early in the day.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it
that's
was.
That's disgusting.
It was nothing I could do. You know, I had to take that L, so I went and I sat at the end of my dirt road and I was crying. I'm a cancer, I cry a lot. So I was crying, and then my homeboy at the time, his name was Tyrone, he pulled up and he saw me. And
you better call Tyrone.
He saw me and he looked at me and he said, it was her, right? Because he just knew, because I was going crazy over this girl at the time. And then we ain't had no weed, so we couldn't do nothing but just sit out there and talk and cry. And, yeah.
All right.
And now I'm doing great in life.
That's a sad story. But we want to hear your...
She was working at McDonald's.
We want to hear your cheating stories as well. Good morning. Who's this?
Josh.
Josh, have you ever been cheated on, or have you ever cheated pretty badly?
Well, I got cheated on. So I got locked up. And once I got locked up, my girlfriend at the time, she was my girlfriend of about 8 years, she went and stayed with one of her friends, which happened to be one of my best friend's wives. Well, my best friend and my girlfriend had slept together.
What?
She felt bad, so when I got out of jail, she told me. So then, like, I don't know, I got mad, so I ended up sleeping with dude's wife because I knew she liked me.
Congratulations.
And, yeah, it wasn't,
this is a mess.
It wasn't a very good thing at first. So when I stole, or when I took the girl from him, we had this big conflict because me and my old lady and her had a threesome.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so when, and then on top of that, he was actually having an affair with one of his best friend's girls for 8 years, the whole time that they've been married, him and his wife.
Oh, my God.
So everybody's cheating on everybody.
So you put yourself in the middle of a mess.
Pretty much.
Let me ask you a question. Who was the first one of y'all to catch an STD?
Not neither one of us. That was the great thing, right?
Okay.
The only thing that happened was, I'm sure he's probably listening right now, is that he lost his hair. He was so stressed out that he actually caught, I can't remember what
alopecia?
Yes, he caught alopecia, and he went to the doctors because he didn't know what was going on. So he'd had these little round bald spots in his hair. And
that was from the stress.
Yeah, that's when they said, well, you know, you're stressed out, blah, say, blah. You need to, whatever you're stressed out about, you need to come out with it. So he finally ended up coming out with it and then leaving his wife for his best friend's wife.
I think I saw you guys on Jerry Springer.
I know. That's what I said.
I'm going to be honest with you, man.
I was getting tattooed when he calls me up like, hey, you know, I hear you're sleeping with my wife. And I'm like, yeah, well, I hear you're sleeping with my old lady. And he was like, that's different because you're not married. I'm like, I've been with this woman for like 9 years at this point, 8-9 years. And I'm like, okay, there's no difference.
Listening to all these cheating stories this morning just lets me know why you shouldn't cheat.
Right.
Cheating is just too damn complicated.
It's a mess.
It's too complicated. And once you get to a certain point in your life when you got a whole bunch of things going
on. People losing
their
hair.
Anybody got time for that? The moral of the story, man, is never cry for the person who hurts you. Just smile and say, thanks for giving me a chance to find someone better than you. Now, Angela, you got rumors coming up?
Yes, well, you know what? Since we're talking about cheating, let's talk about Lamar Odom and some confessions that he made. All right. Also, Amber Rose. She's dating on a dating app and will tell you who she doesn't want to be with anymore.
All right. All that and more when we come back. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Listen up. It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Lamar Odom is working on doing an autobiography and a docuseries. All of that after completing his stay at a rehab center. He completed back in January.
You hear one crackhead story, you heard them all.
Stop it. And he talks a lot about his issues, obviously, with his ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian. Here's what he said.
If you're trying to be in a functioning relationship and you're a functioning drug addict, if that person's not a functioning drug addict, it probably won't work. It's probably the reason why we couldn't have kids.
Duh. What do you mean? What kind of stupid-ass logic is that? If you're in a relationship with a functioning drug addict and you're not a functioning drug addict, it probably won't work. If I smoke crack and you don't, yeah, it's a house divided. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, he also said when he became Khloe Kardashian's man and when he was on TV, it made him look more enticing. He said people who didn't even know basketball would approach me because they knew Lammy. He said bitches and thoughts came out of the woodwork. Here's what else he had to say.
Yeah, if there's one thing that I regret, multiple affairs with different women who probably wouldn't have been interested in me or probably would have let me walk by. You know what I'm saying? Bitches and thoughts coming out of the woodwork out of nowhere.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I think a woman can forgive the bitches and thoughts, but them rocks? No, man. You ain't going to be just smoking no crack in the house. Okay? I can forgive you with some women, but the crack?
And by the way, a woman's not obligated to forgive you if you mess up. She can choose to.
That's
but
true.
She don't have to, so it's
to.
It's a risk.
It is a risk.
All right, now Lenny Kravitz is going to be honoring Prince at the Rock Hall induction ceremony. It's going to be Lenny Kravitz, Alicia Keys, and Pharrell. They're among the people that are going to be performing and presenting at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony that's going down at the Barclays Center on April 7th.
That's when they induct Pac,
that's
right?
Also the one for Tupac. Yes, yeah, Snoop Dogg is going to be inducting Tupac into that Hall of Fame as well. So that's going to be aired on HBO on April 29th.
And drop on the Clues Bombs for
I want to go to that.
Me too. Drop on the Clues Bombs for my man Benny Boom and LT Hutton.
We're going to talk about that later. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're coming in town next week for that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction thing.
All right, and Amber Rose, she said that she is not going to date ball players anymore because she feels like she needs a nice, smart guy, and she's been on dating apps and everything recently because she is single right now. Here's what she had to say.
You know, they call him Wiz because he's extremely smart, extremely smart. Listen, that's what I'm attracted to. That's why I really don't date ball players and stuff. I've tried, but I'm turned off because they're not very smart. Most of them. I don't want to say all of them.
No, I know. Amber Rose, ain't nobody dating no ball players for no smarts. They dating them for the money. That's what they dating them for. They dating them for the $1 million contract.
That is a horrible stereotype to say that most ball players aren't smart.
I don't think it's a horrible stereotype at all.
I mean, I don't know that that's true.
Pull up that Kevin Garnett clip of him trying to say equivalent.
Steph Curry seems pretty intelligent. LeBron seems intelligent.
Yeah. I mean, they're smarter than us in different areas. That's why I said, you can't tell somebody that they're not smart just because they're not.
Dwayne Wade seems intelligent to me, obviously.
But they're smarter than us in different areas. I can't read an NBA playbook. I can't call NBA plays. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're smarter than us in different areas.
Yeah, and they might be smarter in business also.
Smarter in business. These guys got to deal with multi-million-dollar contracts. Like, come on, man.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And Black China, we were talking to you yesterday about her Snapchat and how she was going in on Tyga. Well, it turns out that she's attacking Tyga because she thinks that he is teaming up with Rob Kardashian. Ever since Black China and Rob Kardashian have broken up, I guess Tyga and Rob have gotten pretty chummy with each other.
That's his brother-in-law. Duh.
Yeah. Well, they're not married.
Well, technically, that's his brother-in-law.
There's a lot of incestuous things, it feels like, happening. But anyway, they're saying that Blac Chyna was upset because she hardly talks to Tyga, and I guess Tyga has been telling people that she wants to kiss, make up, and get back together with him. And she said that's completely not true. That's when she accused him of all kinds of things on her Snapchat.
Why would Tyga lose to Kylie for Blac Chyna? No disrespect to Blac Chyna, but come on. Kylie Jenner, little young tender with some money. And I'm going to go back to Blac Chyna.
You are such a bird. Hey, just your whole way of thinking. Everything that you say. If I said that, I would be a thought.
I just try to keep things in perspective. Okay, I want everybody
to... Come on now, like he's going to break up with Kylie. Young with money.
Are you dumb?
All right. Oh. Don't get trapped. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Yes. And Doggy Today is up next.
Oh, I was about to tease that. I got it. You know how Envy throws to you? He's not here right now, so I got to throw to you. All right.
Okay.
So, Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to today?
Well, speaking of donkeys, Angela Yee, okay, today's Donkey Today is going to somebody with an extremely big butthole. We'll talk about it for after that hour.
Wow.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Sounds delicious.
What?
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay. Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 30th, goes to an Alabama Crimson Tide fan named Jesse O'Neill Roberts. Now, Jesse O'Neill Roberts is 23 years old, and he's got a big butthole. Listen.
What? How do you know?
Listen, I know you're wondering how I know. I know you're wondering how I know, you know, how he has a big butthole, and I'm about to explain it to you. See, Jesse was arrested on Tuesday because he was driving drunk, and he crashed his truck into a ditch. Then he got detained at gunpoint by a civilian.
What?
Arrested and then busted with a stolen gun. Now, first of all, only in Alabama can you get arrested by a citizen, okay? I had no idea a citizen's arrest was a real thing, but apparently in Alabama, it is. Well, old Jesse was taken into custody Tuesday morning and charged with public intoxication, carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, promoting prison contraband, and receiving stolen property. Now, here's the thing. The gun Jesse had was stolen, but the owner of the gun may not want it back. Why? Well, when Jesse O'Neill Roberts got to the jail, police said he was walking funny. One of the officers thought he had defecated on himself before noticing a familiar shape in the form of a pistol in his boxers. The reason the pistol was in his boxers was because it fell out of his butt.
What?
Now, I know
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know either. Now, I know you're thinking two things right now. How big was this gun and how big is this butthole? Okay. Well, I have Nikki on the phone. Good morning, Nikki.
Hey.
Now, Nikki, you're gay, right?
Yeah.
You're a bottom or a top?
It ain't your damn business.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty versatile, so okay. I would say top and bottom.
All right, so you're versatile.
Good for you.
So you go top or bottom. All right, let me give y'all the details and specs of this gun that was in Jesse's butt, okay? First things first, the gun was a 380. A 380, you familiar with a 380, Nikki?
No. Well, sounds big.
Well, it's 5.3 inches
sounds
long,
big.
Weighs 19 ounces, has a thickness of 0.960 inches, the height is 3.75 inches, and the barrel length is 2.75 inches.
Wow.
And Jesse O'Neill Roberts had all that in his butt.
Damn.
Now, Nikki, go ahead. What'd you say, Nikki?
I can just say respect. Respect.
Respect.
Respect. Okay.
Respect.
Could you do that, Nikki?
He possesses special skill. That's respect to me.
Well, Nikki, I want you to put this in perspective for me. Could you put a 380 in your butt, being that you're a versatile gay man? Could you put a 380 in your butt?
Personally, I don't think I could, personally, but I respect that man. And if y'all got his number, I wouldn't mind.
Oh.
All right.
So it turns you on knowing that it's a young man in Alabama with this kind of butthole?
I mean, I wouldn't mind meeting a guy like that.
Okay, let me ask you another question. This clearly isn't the first time Jesse O'Neal has had something in his butt, though, right, Nikki?
Obviously not. That takes practice. It seems like he's been a busy boy.
Yeah, because you don't have you don't have a virgin butthole if you can just stick a whole 380 in your butt. 5.3 inches
absolutely
long.
Absolutely not. That will break me. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you done?
That's a lot for virgin booty with no lube.
It's painful, I'll tell you that.
Well, Nikki, you have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Nikki.
And please give Jesse O'Neal Roberts some of those sweet sounds in the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
All right, protect your buttholes.
All right, now.
Now, we got Ask Ye coming up next. If you want any advice, you need any relationship advice,
maybe
financial
advice.
Maybe
you need to stash something in your butt and you want to know the best way to go about
it. Maybe you need to know the best lube to use to put something in your butt. Okay, it's the Breakfast Club.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
And I'll just walk up in here doing breaks like you've been here all morning. What the hell wrong with you? You better introduce yourself to the people.
I just said I'm DJ Envy, Nick.
Oh.
Now, well, I was in the emergency room all night.
Somebody called. It was something about your butthole, right?
Now,
falling asleep?
No,
what?
No. That was from the podcast. I did hear that this morning.
Okay.
But now, what actually happened was my daughter had a hangnail. And the hangnail, she pulled off her nail. I mean, pulled off the little hang part.
Which daughter?
London, 3-year-old. Okay. And it got infected.
Ugh.
And it got infected. We took her to the doctor's office, gave her an antibiotic. Next day, she woke up and she had rashes all over her body. So we thought she was having an allergic reaction to the antibiotics. So we took off the antibiotics, and it wasn't. It got worse. It's so bad where every crease on her body is sore. Like,
whoa,
you can't pick her up because it hurts under her
arms. So what is it?
By her mouth, by her nose, by her everywhere you could possibly imagine.
So why are you here?
I'm going to tell you why. So then we took her back to the doctor, and the doctor gave her another antibiotic. And then she started developing these sores all over her body. So they said, well, it's either a staph infection or a strep rash. It got worse. It's to the point where you couldn't put on clothes because everything hurts.
Damn.
And she's crying, and there's nothing you can do as a father or mother. There's nothing you can do. And it just so happened.
A helpless feeling.
Yesterday, the nanny was off. So now, Gia, we took her to the emergency room, but we both couldn't stay to the emergency room because, remember, we got the baby at home. We got the 2-year-old at home. So now they admitted her into the hospital. In this hospital, they only admit 1% of children. Mm. So it was so serious, they had to admit her in the hospital. So they had to put an IV in her. Now, mind you, she's only 3, and she's a trooper. I mean, but there's nothing that you can do because you can't put clothes on her. You can't hold her. Everything you do, it hurts. When she goes to the bathroom, it hurts. When she speaks, it hurts. It is so crazy. So I was there all night, all morning, and she just finally went to sleep. So when she went to sleep, I took the other kids to school, and then I came here. I said, you know, I finished out the show, do the mix. I figure y'all wouldn't want a Yee mix.
We would totally
understand.
Oh, my
God. People are dying for a Yee mix,
no,
FYI.
That's a lie.
We would totally understand if you didn't come into work this morning. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think Angelique can help you with that advice because I don't think she's a doctor. So
she's doing good now. She finally went to sleep. That was my whole concern. So she'll be in the hospital for a couple of days, and it is what it is. So as long as she's doing good. You know, we prayed for her.
That's good. We're glad she's okay. Little London.
We're glad she's okay. But now, what about her father, whose butthole can never really truly be
clean? Yeah, somebody called in today. And
we have that call? Can we play that call since Envy just want to walk in? Play that call. Let's catch him up to speed.
And I'm mad at DJ Envy because I was listening to his podcast yesterday. And he tried to say all men don't like their butt bed.
What happened?
Can you give him some advice on how to have a clean butthole?
Well, what happened? What I said was,
you should use wet wipes, Envy.
I said a lot of men don't wipe their ass.
How do you know what they do?
I said they wipe.
How do you know what a lot of men do?
Very true.
With their butt.
Because I'm a man. I said they wipe.
No, you could say you do this.
You don't.
But how do you know what a lot of men do in their butt?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So tell us from your experience, Envy. What are these men doing?
All the dirty buttholes, you know what I mean, in your life to be able to come to that conclusion.
I said, sometimes you wipe until your arm gets tired. You don't wipe until, you know what, forget it. Ask-y, I'm sorry to bring
how
it to
how much are you wiping that your arm gets tired?
You know, and then wipes make your butt muddy. Like, sometimes you got muddy butt when you...
Emmy, mud butt.
Emmy, you use the wipe.
Mud butt.
And then you use the paper... Then you use the toilet paper after that. All you right. don't just use the wipe and then you get pull your pants up.
Then you get toilet paper particles in your butt.
That doesn't happen to me. Oh. I don't know what you're doing.
You're too
your
grown.
Butt is like the black hole.
Yeah, the brown hole. Potty train. Please potty train your kids better than... Somebody potty train you.
All right. Well, ask Ye. Yeah. Thanks, Ye, for that advice to help me wipe my butt. 800-585-1051. Ask Ye. Call up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That was Drake with Fake Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're in the middle of Ask Ye. If you need advice, relationship advice, or any type of advice, call Ye right now. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth. What's your question for Ye?
Okay, so it's a little complicated, but basically, my boyfriend and I have 3 years. I guess we engaged Christmas that just passed. And now he's just, like, I called him one Saturday, and he just, like, went off when I asked him, like, what he's doing or whatever, how I'm always clocking him, why am I annoying him, and all of that. And then he just stopped talking to me for, like, a month. And then now he came
Your
back.
Your boyfriend stopped talking to you for a month?
For my fiancé stopped talking to me for a month. Like, he came back in between, and I told him, like, you just can't get up and leave. Like, that's not how this works. And he was like, oh, I'm always telling him that I can't do this. So I'm trying to explain to him that, you know, the reason, you don't ever try to find out the reason why I'm saying it to you. And then he got mad that I'm like, okay, if you don't understand me, then I don't see the point of being with me if you're not even going to try to understand. And then he just cursed me out and left for 2 weeks again.
What?
And then
where does he go when he leaves?
I mean, I have no clue.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, we both work around the same area. So his sister's my boss. So he'd come in her office sometimes, walk right past me. And then, like, he'd write me, like, oh, I love you, and then block me right after.
So this sounds so immature and so ridiculous.
Yes, I know. So I don't know what to do. Like, I've been with him for, like, 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've done, like, everything for the last 3 years for him. So it's kind of hard to let go.
My question is, where is he going when he's leaving you for 2 weeks at a time?
I mean, well, we don't live together.
Okay, so he just cut you up for 2 weeks. You don't know what he's doing. Is he on social media? Are you following him? Do you see what's going on?
He doesn't have any social media whatsoever. No Facebook, no WhatsApp. No,
I couldn't. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't be with somebody that felt like it was okay to just go away for 2 weeks and not communicate with me and then come back. You can't do that.
Yeah.
When you're in a relationship and things are, you get into an argument or something happens, you got to figure out a way to work through those things. Part of being in a successful relationship is knowing that there are going to be times that you argue, times that you don't agree, but you still have to talk through it and communicate with each other. That's one of the basic things of being in a relationship. You can't be in a relationship with somebody and just up and leave for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So he wants me to, like, he wrote me and he asked me if I could go to Pennsylvania with him this weekend. So I'm like, I don't know.
I don't think you should go.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you one thing, too. If you keep on letting him do the same things over and over again and staying with him and taking him back every time he comes back and doing what he wants you to do, why would he not do this anymore?
I already see it happening. Like, before he would come back and say sorry or whatever. Like, this time, he didn't even jump to the ice. It just went straight to, oh, hi, babe, like, this morning.
People will treat you how you allow them to treat you. If you keep on doing this and he knows he can come back and work it out, he's going to keep on doing it. Now, if you put your foot down and say, I'm not going anywhere with you, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. I don't like the way you handle things when we get into an argument, and I don't think it's fair to me, and that's not a mature relationship, so you go on ahead to Pennsylvania. I'm going to stay here.
All right. I got you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. You got a question for Ye. You could call her or email her. What's the email, Ye?
It's helpmeye@gmail.com.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got rumors?
Yes, we are going to talk about Angela Rye. I told you yesterday, people kept tagging me saying, great job on CNN, but it wasn't me.
Oh.
It was Angela Rye. I'll tell you what she did, what she said. We have that audio for you.
Okay. My sister Angela Rye, the warrior goddess of woke.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Ye. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Cameron was on Instagram Live the other day. Don't you love when Cameron's on Instagram Live?
Absolutely.
Drop one of Clues Bomb and kill a Cam, damn it.
And he started talking about Mace retiring from rap and deciding to be a pastor. Here's what he had to say.
They said, you know what? I'm going to just start saying I'm in church. Mace took it too far, though. Started preaching all that shit. I see what he was doing with that shit. He's like, you know what? Niggas ain't going to motherfucking harass me if I'm in church. That's what Mace did. He's like, yo, they can't beef with me. They can't ask me for nothing. I'm going to throw on the Rev Run collar and get the fuck out of here. I used to be mad at Mace because I was younger than Mace. Mace was 22 years old, 23 years old with $10 million, my. It's a lot of violence going on around me. I'm going to take these chips I got and I'm going to church.
I love those old war stories. Absolutely. By the way, you can still punch a pastor in the face. Once you find out that a pastor really isn't a man of God and he's out there doing crooked stuff, you can punch a pastor in the face.
And he ain't really a pastor.
Come on, God, know your heart.
Well, Cameron said that Mace doesn't have divine goodness anymore now that he's returned to rap. So
Mace ain't really returned to rap, though. Like, he came back.
He played with it every once in a while.
He came back, but nobody accepted him. like, if you come back and nobody accepts you, you ain't really returned. You just here.
All right, now Stephen Hill. You know Stephen Hill as a longtime president of programming at BET. He was there for almost 20 years.
Long time.
Right, he has stepped down.
No.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
This just happened yesterday, actually.
What's he doing?
So Deborah Lee announced it yesterday, and Deborah Lee's this CEO of BET. She said that Stephen Hill has made that decision to step down, and she said that his contributions to the network are invaluable. Mm. He was in the New Edition movie.
Yeah, he was.
If you guys watched the New Edition movie, he was the one at the end.
He's a huge Prince fan, too.
Stephen Hill launched 106 in Park. That's very strange, especially being at BET. BET's really popping right now.
It is.
Ever since that New Edition biopic, they got some real good shows on BET. The Quad.
Rebels on now, John Singleton's doing.
Lawrence Fishburne got a show on there.
Irv Gotti has a whole bunch
of shows
that he's
doing. Irv Gotti got Tales coming. Oh, my God. Tales is going to be amazing. BET got some dope programming.
Right. So he's no longer there now. Stephen Hill also released his own memo. He said, there's an abundance of talent at BET Networks. Each person a spark that can start the blaze of the next success to again take what is currently unimaginable and set on a path to make it real. It has been my immeasurable joy to work alongside you. I will miss you all.
I actually first met
Stephen Hill when I was interning at MTV. Mm-hmm. When I was really young, he used to work at MTV, and I was there when he actually left MTV to go to BET. Mm-hmm.
Well, drop one of Clues Bombs for Stephen Hill, damn it. He's done a lot for the culture.
He absolutely has.
Been around for a while, so I don't know exactly what the details are, but
he must have something big in the pipeline that he's about to do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He's the one that also started the BET Awards, the BET Hip Hop Awards, and all of that.
Yes.
All right, Robin Thicke and Paula Patton are about to reach a settlement in their custody war over their son. And that's all because they saw how much it's affecting young Julian. Now, they do have an open case after Julian complained to teachers at a school that Robin Thicke was using excessive corporal punishment. Robin Thicke has denied that, but the settlement should be signed in about a week. And he's going to get a lot of visitation and all of that with his son. So he'll have a lot of time with their son because they just feel like, you know what? And I think a lot of people should feel like this. This is affecting our child. And so we have to make sure we make the family as normal as possible and not have any animosity. All right, I told you yesterday that everybody was hitting me up thinking that I was on CNN shutting down Joe Walsh.
Did people hit you up about that?
Yeah, they thought, I guess Angela Rye, they were like, at Angela Yee, great job. Like they.
I mean, both of y'all last name is only three letters. I can understand that.
Right, so it was pretty funny. But it was Angela Rye, actually, that was on. Now, they were supposed to discuss what, they went back and forth on Twitter. And Joe Walsh had said that Obama was held to a lower standard because he was black. Mm. Well, here's what Angela Rye had to say.
I am tired of difference being disrespected and mistreated by this White House.
Brooke, Angela,
I'm not talking to bigots,
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm not talking to bigots.
Why use the B word?
Because Joe is a bigot, and I'll give you an example of why. Since you brought up Twitter yesterday, here's Joe's tweet. And you're way wrong on your main point, Angela. We lowered the bar for Obama. He was held to a lower standard because he was black. You all decided to give Joe Walsh a platform today. I'm not giving him the time of day. I'm interested in having conversations, Brooke, that will move people of all races forward in this country. I'm interested in having a conversation that will help us to admit the wrongs that were done in this country and how we move forward. I am not interested in trying to convince and change the mind of a bigot.
Wow. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Angela Rye, damn it.
Absolutely.
Angela Rye is the warrior goddess of woke, the racist cracker crusher.
I wish I could take credit, but that was actually Angela Rye. So for everybody tagging me.
Cracker ass cracker. Angela don't play no games, goddamn it. Devil damn it, okay? She'll be on Uncommon Sense Live this Friday, too, by the way.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, up next is the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. You get your request in. I get your whatever you want to hear. I got you this morning, all right? And later on today, Angela Yee and I will be at the Universe Soul Circus. Hey,
no,
in
you
Brooklyn.
Said that wrong.
What?
The Universe Soul Circus.
Yes, we will be there in Brooklyn. This is, I think, yesterday. Is it today the grand opening?
The circus? Sure.
Yeah, in New York.
I love the Universal Soul Circus. They got pit bulls, and they paint them like zebras. And they
yeah,
got,
I'm not messing with you.
They got Rottweilers that do backflips.
I'm not messing with you.
We actually did a whole Universal smoothie.
Yeah, for the Universal Soul Circus.
At Juices for Life.
What's
so,
in there?
And we were giving away...
plums.
We were giving away sets of tickets, so today's your last chance to come and get those.
Yes.
All you got to do is come in there, leave your information, and every day we gave away 5 sets of tickets.
That's right. Juices for Life, BK 277 Malcolm X Boulevard. All right? People's Choice mixes up next. Let me know what you want to hear. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.